Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. Tobacco Board of Zambia gives buyers 24 hours to submit price matrices. CPRA condemns UPND cadre violence, calls for protection of the media and democracy. Senior RSF commander defects to army in major blow to paramilitaries. And in sports, FAS Southern Province appoints football ambassadors. Now the news in detail. The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has issued a 24-hour ultimatum to all licensed tobacco buyers who have not yet submitted their price matrices. This follows the failure by 12 of the 16 licensed buyers to submit their matrices despite an agreement reached last Wednesday that all submissions would be made accordingly. To date, only 4 buyers have complied. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale says the submission and approval of price matrices by the board is mandatory before the commencement of any tobacco purchases. Mr. Mwale says it is unfortunate that the TRZ sales floor commenced operations without an approved price matrix and is regrettable and jeopardizes the association's mandate to protect growers and ensure orderly marketing of the crop. He has added that the board is working tirelessly to review all submissions and will only approve price matrices that reflect the cost of production, a move aimed at ensuring that growers get value for their labor while buyers safeguard their sponsored funds. He further says the board has directed all buyers who have started purchasing tobacco without approved price matrices to cease operations immediately until approval is granted. All approved price matrices must bear an official TBZ date stamp and must be displayed at every licensed sale floor countrywide to ensure transparency and compliance. The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CPRA, has expressed concern and has condemned the acts of violence and brutality exhibited by cadres of the UPND on Sunday during a community engagement event by one of its aspirants. Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CPRA, Executive Director Clifton Mayaba Chifue says CPRA is disturbed by the reported assault of a journalist, Alfonso Kasongo, from Power FM, who was attacked while carrying out his professional duty of covering the event. Mr. Chifue says such conduct is barbaric, unjustifiable, and fundamentally undermines the principles of press freedom and democratic engagement, and the incident stands in direct contradiction to repeated public assurances by President Hakainde Hichilema, who has consistently emphasized the importance of media freedom and tolerance. It says that journalists must be allowed to operate without fear, intimidation or violence, regardless of the political environment. It further says it is concerning that acts of Qadarism appear to be resurfacing at a critical time, just months before the dissolution of Parliament. The director says those responsible for the attack must be brought to justice to send a strong message that violence has no place in Zambia's democratic process as the country prepares for August 13th elections.
And the leadership's efforts to distance itself from the actions of its supporters, we call upon the party to cooperate fully with the Zambia police in identifying and apprehension of all individuals involved. Those responsible for the attack must be brought to justice to send a strong message that violence has no place in Zambia's democratic processes and space as the country prepares for August 13 elections. Of particular concern to us is that some of the perpetrators were armed with tasers, as evidenced in the circulating video footage. Now, this raises serious concerns or questions about the level of organization and intent.
Citizen First Party Lusaka mayoral aspirant Victor Nyasulu has expressed it. Concern regarding the worsening security situation in boarding houses areas surrounding Levi Mwanawasa Medical University, particularly within Lusaka's PHI area. Mr. Nyasulu says recent reports of rape, theft, harassment and general insecurity affecting students are troubling, as these are not isolated incidents. They point to a growing pattern that demands urgent attention. He says the students affected are not just tenants. They are Zambia's future health care professionals, as they are the doctors, nurses and medical experts the country will rely on, and it is unacceptable that they must pursue their studies under fear for their safety. He further says the situation reflects a broader challenge in urban safety management. Student boarding areas must not become easy targets for criminal activity due to poor planning, weak enforcement and lack of coordination. The aspiring candidate has proposed the immediate strengthening of community policing frameworks, urgent rollout of street lighting in PHI and similar zones, and the establishment of a boarding house safety registry and compliance system, among other solutions to the situation.
To see and to hear what happened and the lack of quick support and response from the police makes me very sad and must make each one of us very, very sad. We must not continue on this path. This must end. And I appeal to the authorities, the people who are paid monthly to take care of our safety, to do their job. As a mayoral candidate for Lusaka, the S in our Tisha governance framework is a promise to make sure that Lusaka becomes safer than it currently is.
Government has revoked the statutory instrument that prohibited night driving in a decisive move aimed at facilitating the implementation of the 24-hour economy as approved by Cabinet. Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali has announced that the revocation takes immediate effect and is part of broader reforms to enhance economic productivity, improve logistics efficiency and support uninterrupted movement of goods and services across the country. Mr. Tayali has stated that the earlier restriction on night driving, which was introduced as a road safety measure, has now been overtaken by advancements in technology and the government's commitment to modernize transport systems. He has emphasized